the Parshas Vayera, the Torah tells about the Akedah. Davening of Rosh Hashanah, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the end of the Zechrinus that he should remember for us the Akedah Sitzchah. Akedah Sitzchah from Zara Hayam Barachim and Kuzkan. The Mechavah says that there are many who, when they daven the Shemana Esrei on Rosh Hashanah, they use the Nusach of Akedah Sitzchah for the Zara, and the Zara Shal Yaakov Barachim and Hayam Kuzkan. The Mechavah says that it's a Torah, that you don't have to say the Zara Shal Yaakov, because even though Yitzchak had two children, he had Yaakov and Esav, and Esav was a goy, and Yaakov was a yid, when you say Zara, Akedah Yitzchak, Zara, Hayam, Rachim, and Yitzchak, we are only referring to Yaakov and his descendants. We cannot be referring to Esav, because the pasuk says, the Mishnah says in the Torah that if a person takes a neder, not to be Nana from Zer Avraham, so Bnei Yishmael are not included. Only Yitzchak, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, Ki B'Yitzchak Yikolach HaZera. And even not only Yishmael is excluded from Zer Avraham, even Esav and his descendants are also excluded, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Ki B'Yitzchak. He didn't say Yitzchak Yikolach HaZera, he said, Ki B'Yitzchak. Will I call Yitzchak? And half of Yitzchak, part of Yitzchak yes, and part of Yitzchak no. And then that's what the Mishnah says, and then the Rambam adds on that it was determined, the Rambam Hilchos Mendor adds on that it was determined later when Yitzchak gave the brachas to Yaakov when he ran away from Esav, so he told Yaakov, Yitzchak Yitzchak Avram. So it was determined at that time that Yaakov is the one who will be the Zer Avram. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yitzchak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avram, Yitzchak will call Zera, Yitzchak will call Yitzchak. And then it was determined later by Yitzchak himself which one of his descendants would be the one to carry on the Birchas Avram, the Ruch Nizdik, a bracha that was given to Avram. When Yitzchak gave the bracha to Yaakov, Bidmachos Birchas Avram, so that means that he's going to be the one and not Esau. So the Mechaber writes in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah that those who daven on Shemana Esrei and Rosh Hashanah say, Akedas Yitzchak, Lizarash al Yaakov, Rachim Hayom Tisko, why can't they just say the Nusach that we all say? Why do they have to perfect the Nusach? Akedas Yitzchak, Lizarash Hayom, Rachim Tisko? Because they're afraid, no, that Zarash al Yitzchak includes also Esav, the Goyim. It doesn't include that. It's enough in a Mishnah, there's Dinim like that, that's not what. But the question is that many do have that Nusach. Many do have that Nusach. Half of the Sidurim, not some of the Sidurim, many Goyim who put out Sidurim tell that that is the correct Nusach, not like the Shulchan Aruch. So what's back of the beer in that Nusach? So the Yaakov Kamenetsky has in his Sefer on Chumash, on this week's Sefer, he has an interesting comment. He points out that the Ibn Ezra on the Parshas Akedah discusses how old was Yitzchak at the time of the Akedah. He points out that Rashi quotes the Medrash that Yitzchak was 37 years old. That Sora died, the Chacham have a tradition that Sora died right after the story of the Akedah. Sora was 127 when she died, and she was 90 years old. When Yitzchak was born, and Avraham Avinu was 10 years older than her, he was 100 and she was 90. So if she died right after the Akedah, that means that at the time of the Akedah, Yitzchak was 37 years old. And then so he was quite a grown person. 37 years old, a grown person. So the Ibn Ezra time is so, he says, in Kabbalah, in the Kabbalah, the Chacham has such a tradition that the Akedah immediately preceded the death of Sora. No, then obviously he was 37. That's the tradition. That's the tradition. He says if there's no Kabbalah and they're just making it up, then he thinks that it doesn't fit into the Pesukim at all, and he would think that he was a little boy, because we always speak about traditionally we speak about Akedah Yitzchak being in the Chumash. It says like that, being an historian for Avraham. So he asked, wasn't it a great historian for Yitzchak, which is a big historian? To give up your own life or to give up someone else's life? To give up the other guy's life? Any day. I mean, to give up my life is more difficult than to give up someone else's life here. Oh, so that's the kind of what we assume. That, to give up your son's life is... Okay. Well, that's why it's a greater nisoyon for Yitzchak. No, but usually we speak about the Akedah being a nisoyon for Avram. That's what the Ibn Ezra is asking. Usually we speak about the Akedah being a nisoyon for Avram. This Yitzchak was a little boy and he didn't know what was going on until it was too late, until the father tied him up. Obviously he wasn't too little, because he was carrying the log. No, he wasn't a little baby. Otherwise, how could the father tell him to carry the log? And then he asks, where's the behemoth? With the carbon, so the father says, we'll find the carbon later. So he wasn't a little baby, he understood a little bit of what was happening, but he says it seems that he didn't understand fully what was happening. Otherwise, if he knew what was going on, if he was 37 years old, so he should have understood what was going on, so then it should be a tremendous nisoyin for Yitzchak, and we usually speak of it as an nisoyin for Avraham. So he tends to think that it wasn't, that Yitzchak was a little baby, not like the Medrash that he was 37 years old, that Rashi quotes. And therefore it was only an historian for Avram. So Rabbi Yankel Kamenetsky says that according to the Ibn Ezra's pshat, when we daven in the Shemoneh Esrei, we say, V'akedes Yitzchak Lezara Hayom Merachamim Tizkor, the way we present it, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to remember the Tzchus HaKedah for Yitzchak. That the descendants of Yitzchak should have this counted as a Tzchus for them, the fact that their forefather Yitzchak went through the story of the HaKedah. So that's if you say the Mechaber goes according to Rashi, according to the tradition that Yitzchak was an older person, he was 37. That was an Nisoyin for Avram to kill his son, it was an Nisoyin for Yitzchak also to go through, to allow himself to be killed. So that's why we doubt him. But if you say like the Ibn Ezra, that he was a little kid, and there was no Nisoyin for him at all, so then the words of the Tefillah don't make sense. What in the Makedes Yitzchak Lizarah Hayoyim Berachamim Tizkor? Sounds like we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to remember the Tzchus HaKedah for the descendants of Yitzchak, because it was their forefather Yitzchak who did this. We don't mention anything about Avraham.
He went through it. He experienced it. He's one of the Kadosh.
Why should there be a Tzchus for Yitzchak if he didn't do anything? But if he didn't do anything, so why does he deserve to be rewarded? So that's what he suggests, that maybe those who amended the Nusach, right, it's not a skus for the Behem. Behem didn't do anything. Okay, I don't know. So he suggests that maybe those G'dolim who insisted on having the other Nusach, after they quote, I think, Rabbi Yankee Fenden and the Nesivus, I don't know, they have half of the G'dolim hold that you should say the other Nusach. The Zarishal Yaakov Rachim Hayom Tzitzvah. If you look in the Yitzhak Tfilis, they quote which Gedolim held you should stop saying not like the Machaber. You should say the other Nusach. So Rabbi Yankel suggests that maybe that's why they wanted to change the Nusach, because they held that there was no Nisoyin at all for Yitzchak. He was a little child. There was only a Nisoyin for Avram, and in the Nusach of the Shemoneh Esrei we don't say anything about Avram. So we say that the Tzchus HaKedah, which is really a Tzchus for Avram, it's assumed, but we're not mentioning it, should be remembered. We don't say for Zarai Shal Yitzchak. Yitzchak didn't do anything. We say for the descendants of Yaakov. The question. Question, who was the historian for? He pointed out before, if Yitzchak was an older person, so wasn't it an historian for Yitzchak? Wasn't it a greater historian for Yitzchak than it was for Abraham? So a few people suggested that to kill somebody else is easier than to kill myself. To allow myself to be killed. That's true. But to kill one son perhaps is more difficult than to take a person's own life.
It's not just to kill someone. Of course, Abraham was going to have to continue living after having killed his son. Whereas Yitzchak, Abraham told him, look, you'll do this, you'll go right away to Olam Haba. In other words,
it's all over.
Right, for
another,
the idea
that
the Muslim
is
that it's easy to give up your life once and you know
you'll
go to
Olam Haba, but to continue. It's not easy, but it's more difficult to do the other one. Yeah, yeah. I don't know.
There are different comments. The answer that if you saw him was against your Tehran and Avram was Chesed, so killing somebody is the exact opposite of Chesed, but it's something in the world.
There's another answer. There are a lot of answers. There's a famous medrash that some claim doesn't exist, and they point out that it does exist. There's a medrash that says that the after the Racha Kamach Amar Rabbi Kiva Zeklal Gadol Bat Torah, and then the medrash quotes Ben Azayimah Zeh Sefer Tolda Sodom is a greater klal Zeklal Yosef Gadol Hemen, something like that. So some afraid to say that the medrash doesn't exist. I think it's quoted in the Hakdamah to the Ein Yaakov. Some Achareim say they never came across the Medrash and no Gemara like that. So some Medrash, please, that was invented. And others point out, no, that there is a Yerushalmi like that. You look in the Torah Tmima, and that Pasuk in Bereishis is there. Zeh Sefer Torah B'Sam, so he tells you where the Yerushalmi is. Forgot. So the Chidor, in one of the Svarim, quotes Apirush HaMarishon, one of the Balei HaTosfos on this Medrash. What is the Machlokes? The Rabbi Akiva says, we have to the Racha Kamoichas, Klav Godel Batera, and Ben Azai says that Zeh Sefer told us on. What does it say in Zeh? What does it say in the Pasuk? Zeh Sefer told us on. That's greater than you have to the Racha Kamoichas. Very obscure Medrash. So there are different, some Medrash players. So different Pirushim on this Medrash players, assuming that Medrash exists, right? So it does exist, so Yerushalmi. So the Chidor quotes the Pirushim Arishim, one of the Balei HaTosfos, that the machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and Ben Azai was whether a person loves himself more than he loves his children, or he loves the children more than he loves himself. That's the machlokes. That the Chumash says, after the Racha Kamaicha, she'll love everybody else the way you love yourself. And Rabbi Akiva says that that's the highest, because every person was created with a sense of an ego, so every person loves himself more than everybody else, including his own children. He loves himself more than everybody else. So the Torah says you should love everybody else. After the Racha, Ka Moicha. And then Ben Azai says, no. That Zeh Sefer told us Sodom, he doesn't mean anything from this pasuk. He means that the children that a person has are more beloved to the individual than his own life. That's how one of the Rishonim says. How exactly it fits into the Medrash, I don't know, but he says that that's what they're fighting about. That was the machlokes. But now they never had any children. He was single. Akiva had children, but now they never had any children. Whatever. But that's, they're arguing theoretically. So that's what some say, that why was the Akedah considered. Why do we always refer to the Akedah as a schus for Yitzchak, and why do we ignore, as a schus for Avraham, why do we ignore Yitzchak if Yitzchak were 37 years old? So there are different biurim given. So one of the standard biurim that's given is this one, that a person loves his children more than he loves himself. That's assuming like Ben Azai against Rabbi Akiva. So it's more difficult to give up your child's life than to give up your own life. In the war, as if it's, some people were like that, some people like this. Some people gave up their own lives and let their children live, and other people, if I can't, kill their children in order to save their own life.
Is that?
But what is it, the one? What is called the father? I don't know. Maybe it's another pshat. I don't know. It's a medrash plea. It's not a medrash. They're Yerushalmi. So the passage is very obscure. We don't know what it means. So the Chidor in the Sefer Midbar Kedemos quotes this from a rishon, from one of the Balei HaTosfos. There is a medrash that says that Avraham Avinu, when he did the Akedah, had the status of a Kohen Gadol. What do we have to have the status of the Kohen Gadol? We understand what the Medrash is driving at, that you have to have a Kohen to be Makriv Korbanos. Okay, but what does he have to be a Kohen Gadol? Not Yom Kippur. But the Akedah was on Yom Kippur. Akedah was supposed to coin to the Medrash. Akedah was on Rosh Hashanah. That's why we have the Kus Akedah on Rosh Hashanah. That's why we have different Minhagim on Rosh Hashanah, all Zechel Akedah. You have Tashlich. It says in Shulchan Aruch, you have Tashlich, and many say that that's the reason for Tashlich, because when Avraham is going to the Akedah, so he had a path to a river, and have a different minhagim. Alright, so why did he have to be a Kohen Gadol Davke? So the Ragachover has a biur in his Sefer. He says that if Avraham would go through with the Akedah, he would have killed Yitzchak, he would have become an Einan. And an Einan is also to be Makriv Korbanos, unless he's a Kohen Gadol. So he says that's why the Medrash gave him the status of a Kohen Gadol, that he should be unable to go through the Akedah. Well, he didn't go through with it, but planning in advance that he's going to do an Akedah on his son, so how could he ever visualize such a thing? And Einam is also a Haker.
Yeah.
No, you do the Shkita, then you do Kabbalah, Halacha, and Zrika. You have to do this Zrika in the Haktorah. You have to finish up. That's the Raga Chavista. That's what he says. The Chumash says that when Avraham was about to kill the shecht his son Yitzchak, so it says that he tied him up on top of him his death, and he's going to shecht him. So there is a Mishnah in, we were just looking before, there is a Mishnah in Zvachim, where the Mishnah says, the Chumash says, Shechat the son, Yerucham his death, Tafayim the Lotnei Hashem, he's supposed to shecht the Korbanis next to the Mizbeach, not on top of the Mizbeach. And the Mishnah has a din that if you took the oil on top of the Mizbeach, he's supposed to take it down. That's what the chef did on top. It's the Mishnah Mizrach and Daf Pei Dalet Amud Aleph. I don't think so. Oyle shos a chay le rosh hamizbeach teirei shchata be rosh hamizbeach yivshat inatcha bim koimo. I don't remember. I don't think so. I thought the Gemara says because of Tzafon. Because he needs Tzafon.
Not all Kavanas need Tzafon. Not all
the Kutcher, yeah.
But there's Machlokes whether the Mizbeach is considered Tzafon.
Right.
And certainly on the Tzafon part of the Mizbeach.
Okay.
But Tzafon is Mahakev. Right? So the Gemara says, yes, if you did do Shechita there, the Kavan isn't possible.
So that's the kasha that Achrayim asked that L'chatchila he shouldn't have put Yitzchok on top of the Mizbeach because he needs Al Yerach HaMizbeach to find him. Al Yerach HaMizbeach. So why did Aaron put Yitzchok on top of the Mizbeach? So one of the Achrayim has this kasha in his face. Here in the Sefer HaZikaron that they put out in memory of Rabbi Rabutna. So they have some Divrei Torah here by the Sova Kadisha. Sova Kadisha was a big Mekubal from the Sparta. Allah Fendri, I think his name was. Shloim Eliezer, Marsha Allah Fendri. Shloim Eliezer Allah Fendri. He died at the age of 111 in Yerushalayim. He died in 1930, I think. When the people came from Europe, when the Yeshiva guys came from Europe, they were to Sova, so they met him. He didn't like Rabbi, I think, Rabbi Ram told us he didn't like to speak to these literature yeshiva guys because they were clean shaven. He said, no, Rav Soloveitchik told us about this, right? The Rav told us that. He used to say, Harini es maraya, hashmini es kerla. First I have to look at you to see what you look like. If you don't have a beard, then no hashmini es kerla. I don't want to talk about anything. He didn't like it. Then Rabbi Ram told us also, he was very angry about the shaving. He says, the literature guys, when they came from Europe, so they were clean shaven. And then in Sphira, they wouldn't shave. In 3 weeks, they wouldn't shave. So he would always scream at them that they're machmir bekalas and nekel bahamuras. That the shayla of shaving all year long, that they're nekel on. Shayla of anisa deraisa. Then when it comes to the minhagim of the 3 weeks and whatever, and the sphere of that, all of a sudden they're machmir on it. Anyway, so he was a big rock. He was the Rebbe of the Steichemen. He was the Rebbe of the Steichemen. He outlived them though. He lived to the age of 111. He outlived a lot of people. So, he's a big Mekubal, he writes Halach, he writes Agada. So they have here a few Divrei Torah by him. So he talks about this Kasha. So he writes that he doesn't see, he quotes away after Kasha. Asfardish is safer, Chutam Shulash Vasfardi, after Kasha and Nisbik service. So he firstly says it doesn't bother him, the Kasha, he doesn't find difficult at all because the Halacha of Tzofen is only needed by a Mizbeach and this was a Bomber. The Gemara says Tzofen by Mizbeach and Tzofen Bomber. Gemara at the end of the Zloch, yeah. The chere, that teretz is that it's highly questionable because the trick of the Rav Lezer says on the pasuk, we have a sitter here. No, I just need a sitter. Just know how to read the Akedah. I don't remember. Okay. The trick of the Rav Lezer comments on the parsha of Akedah. ויבור אל המקום השם אלוהו אלוקים ואיבן שם אברהם את המזבח. What does it say? את המזבח. It should say ואיבן שם אברהם מזבח. It was not mentioned before. המזבח with the hey idea refers to some previously mentioned מזבח. There is no other מזבח mentioned here. So the people have left a comment that there was a מזבח there. That was the מזבח that Adam Rishon was makriv korbanos on. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Adam was makriv korbanos. That was the מזבח where Cain were hevel makriv korbanos on. There was no excuse that Cain was makriv on because the Rabbanu Shalom was angry at him, but that was a lucky mizbeach where hevel was makriv his korbanos and the Rabbanu Shalom accepted them graciously. That was a mizbeach where Noach was makriv his korbanos on and his descendants also were makriv korbanos on, and that was the same old mizbeach. It was there except that it was a little in disrepair, hadn't been used for a few hundred years. So you have to make a cheshbon. I don't know how many years it was from the days of Noach till the days of Avram, from the children of Noach. So the pasuk says, "Va'yivin sham Avraham et hamizbeach." He just rebuilt the mizbeach that was there already, and he was makriv the korbanathon. And then the Rambam quotes the rest of the medrash, and that's exactly where the makom hamizbeach is. Makom, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Beis Hamchir, makom hamizbeach mechuvim b'yoseh. You have to build the Mizbech and the Beis HaBchira in the exact same spot where the Marishim was makriv the Korban, where Kayin HaHevel was makriv, where Nerech was makriv, where the Akeda was, where it was in Baris Rishon and Baris Sheni. That's what has to be in Baris HaShlishi, exactly at that spot. So that wasn't Stam Abama B'Yalma. This was Mamish, the famous Mizbech. This is the Mizbech where the Mizbech is going to be in the Beis HaLomim. And the Beis Yosef quotes in Simon Aleph and Arachaim, and it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch also, that when you say the psukim every morning, the psukim ha'oilo, so at the end of the parashat oilo, right at the end, you should add on a pasuk from Vayikra, which is not here, v'shachat v'soy, al yecha mizbech tafayin lefnei Hashem, v'chule. So the Beis Yosef quotes the Medrash, that Eliyahu Navi says, that the Ribbono Shel Olam promised, that whoever says this pasuk, v'shachat v'soy, al yecha mizbech tafayin, whether it's a Jew or a guy, whether it's a man or a woman or a child or whatever, the Ribbono Shel Olam will remember for that person, even for the guy, the Ribbono Shel Olam will remember for them the Zechus HaAkedah, and he will give them a break and he'll listen to whatever they want. Whenever you want to be mispalled to the Ribbono Shel Olam, you should mention this person. That's where the Beis Yosef quotes from the Medrash. So why will the Ribbono Shel Olam remember the Zechus HaAkedah and the Zechus that you say this person? It means the Akedah was Al Yerham Zerach Tafan, and there was a Din of Tafan in me. That the Akedah wasn't some on a bomb of the Alma. The Akedah was on the Mizbech and the Beis HaLomim, where there is a Din of Tzofen. He had a Shecht on Tzofen. So why didn't Taka Shecht on the Mizbech?
You can say before they finished the Tzof, even if it was the same spot, that it didn't have Din of the Mizbech, they finished the Tzof, no problem.
Could be, yeah. The Pashtas could be like that. Well, the Pashtas a couple years like that. They're showing the same in foolish language. So he wants to say that it was a Hayruah Shor. He says the Baruch Shalom told him, Haleh Hushom Li'Oilo. Haleh means take him up. I don't know, I thought Pashup Shah take him up. Haleh Li'Oilo on the har. So he quotes in this Chutam Shulosh of Pshat, and Chutam Shulosh rejected, and he thinks that it's the correct Pshat. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu said Haleh, means Haleh on top of the Mizbeh. So it was a special Hayroah Shor, that he should take him on top of the Mizbeh. What was Takah the Hayroah Shor? So the answer is, Avraham Avinu thought he was supposed to shecht the son. Then the Masechta came out that he didn't shecht the son. So what did he do with the son? Nothing. It was all a mistake. No. So the Medrash says that the hakrove on the ayel acher that Avraham was makriv was considered as if Yitzchak had been korev, and afer tzavar munach agabi hamizbeach. Rashi quotes the Medrash. Rashi at the end of the Akedah quotes the Medrash, and Rashi at the end of the Chukaytai, the Tzayichon Chukaytai also quotes the Medrash on the pasuk. Why does it only mention the verb Zechira by Avraham and by Yaakov and not by Yitzchok? Zechates b'si Yaakov. Zechates b'si Yitzchok doesn't say Yeskor. It's understood. Zechates b'si Avraham Ezekor. So there it does say Yeskor. So why doesn't it say by Avraham also? Why doesn't it rely on the verb mentioned in the beginning of the pasuk of Zechati? So Rashi quotes in the Medrash that the bris with Avraham and the bris with Yaakov have to have zechira. Zechira means I remember something which is not in front of me. But Yitzchok, you don't need any zechira. Afer shal Yitzchok tzavra munach agabi hamizbeach. What do you mean afer shal Yitzchok tzavra munach? But he was never korev. The whole thing was a mistake. Avraham misunderstood the nevuah. So the answer is no, he didn't misunderstand. He was mecharish on his own something that was wrong. The Rabbanu Shalom told him halei yisham li'oilo. You should put him on top of the mizbeach as an oilo. When do you put the oil on top of the mizbeach? For haktara. Avram thought, well, before you do a haktor, first you have to do a shchitah. So first he's going to do the shchitah. That's what Avram figured on his own. If he's a korban oilo, that was true. Yitzchak was a korban oilo. Rashi quotes the next week's sedra. Yitzchak was an oilo tnima. That's why he was forbidden to leave Eretz Yisrael. That even though Avram, when there was a rav, went to Mitzrayim. Yaakov also packed up and he went to Mitzrayim. But Yitzchak, when there was a rav, he wanted to go to Mitzrayim like his father did. Yitzchak always did everything but Masor. Exactly what Avram did, that's what Yitzchak did. So he was about to leave also to go to Mitzrayim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no, you're not allowed to go to Mitzrayim. Gur Boretz Hazos, you should stay in Eretz Plishtim. So Rashi quotes the Medrash that Yitzchak was an oilo tmima. You see that he was a korban oilo. It wasn't that everything was a mistake. He was hukdish as an oilo. And Halei Yisham Li'Oilo means you should put him on the Mizbeach. When do you put the oilo on the Mizbeach? Taka for Haktorah. You put the oilo on the Mizbeach for the Haktorah purposes. Everything that's Hektach halav v'evorim. All, not only the emurim, all of the evorim of the oilo. Kula kolil. The whole oil is korek on the mizbeach. I but Yitzchak was never korek. So the Medrash says when they put him on the mizbeach and then they burnt Avram later on burnt the seli oilo, so it's considered as if Afreshal Yitzchak had been had the mitzvah of Haktorah done to it. And Avram saw it on his own, that he heard from the Rebbeinu Shlomo clearly that Yitzchak is the Korban Oilah and he should be makriv him on the Mizbeach. So how you makriv on the Mizbeach? First you do Shechita, then Kabbalah, then Halacha, then Zrika, then you do Haktorah later. So he figured on his own you have to do the Dalar Avodah, and then to do the Haktorah. And then the Rebbeinu Shlomo said, no, you guessed wrong. But what Avram Avinu heard in the world, he had correct, that Yitzchak was clearly a Korban Oilah, and there was going to be a Haktorah on Yitzchak. But it wasn't a physical Haktorah. It was considered as if by putting him on the Mizbech, tying him up and putting him on the Mizbech, and then by being Makta the says, considered as if he had been offered Tovar Amunah, as if the Haktorah had been done to you. That was the only mistake that Avram did, but not that he got the Nevuah wrong, but he heard the Nevuah from the Rebbeinu Shlomo was correct. But Avram is going to do on his own, fill in the rest of the Avodah.
What was the sign of Avram at this point? When Hashem said, why?
The Rebbeinu Shlomo told it to him in such an unclear fashion. He told him to do A and to do E. And he understood you have to do B, C, D between also. But it's not that the Rebbeinu Shlomo told him something incorrect. The Rebbeinu Shlomo never told him to shecht his son, and then he backed out and he said, don't shecht your son. He said originally, bring him as an oilah and be mocked to him as an oilah. And though both of those were in the sky, and he was brought as an, he was hukdish as an oilah, there was a hakdosh as an oilah. And then later on it was considered that it was a haktorah as an oilah. He was put on the mizbeach, and then something was burned. And the burning of the seh was considered in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as if Yitzchak had been burned.
That means had Avram told Yitzchak he was been wrong. I mean, it changed the whole story that came, it gives a whole difference. If he would have killed Yitzchak,
it would have been wrong in the sense that the Rebbeinu Shlomo was never mitzvah him that. But Avram on his own did the right thing. If the Rebbeinu Shlomo tells me do A and do E, and normally when you have A and E, you have B, C, D in between it. So then those are the Midrash HaTorah and the Drashas then, that if you tell me, the Rebbeinu Shlomo tells me to do A and E, maybe I have to do everything in between. So then the Rebbeinu Shlomo told Avram, no, I never told you to do B, C, D. You're figuring on your own with based on the Midrash HaTorah and the Drashas then. No, now it doesn't apply. The Nisoyin of the Akedah was, would he, that was talking to Nisoyin, would he fill in the missing lines on his own that the Rebbeinu Shlomo had not mitzvah him, even at the expense of giving up his son's life, or would he say, no, the Rebbeinu Shlomo never told me to do that, so I'm not going to do it. It was a big Nisoyin, okay, it was a big Nisoyin. The Rebbeinu Shlomo was never mitzvah him before to kill his son. And he understood on his own, that must be the halacha. If the Rebbeinu Shlomo tells me to be magdish as an oilah, then be maktir, you have to do all the things in between, the Dalar Avodah Sadam, otherwise how can you have haktar? You have to have the other steps. And then the Rebbeinu Shlomo said, no, this is a different kind of a korban. There's a hakdosh and there's a haktorah, and there's no avodah zarah.
According to the Rebbeinu Shlomo, Yitzchak was actually killed.
Don't know. The Chumash doesn't seem. Don't know. The end of the Akedah is a very difficult pasuk. What Parshas Akedah is so difficult? We didn't discuss it. I mean, we're just discussing Par Peroi. We're not discussing the Etzem Akedah. Pasuk at the end is also so difficult. It says, Avraham Avinu says, Hashem Yirah Sheyama Hayom Mahar Hashem Yirah. Very difficult pasuk just to translate the words. Rashi has a very hard time. So now Deris Eliyahu, they quote a biur in the name of the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon quotes on Medrash. The Medrash Rabba says, the Vilna Gaon doesn't tell you where it is. So from this one, where is it? The Medrash Rabba in Bereishis and the Medrash Rabba in Parshas Nosson. I think it's on Parshas Bereishis. But the Medrash says that the original plan of the Rebbeinu Shlomo was that the Shechina should be B'tachtonim, not Goel Yonim. This episode of Machlekes in the Medrash, whether this is so. The original plan of the Rebbeinu Shlomo was that the Shechina should be B'tachtonim. And then when the Mishkan was built, this was the fulfillment of the original plan of Bria Shemayim V'Oretz. Or not so at all. That the original plan was that the Shechina should be Goel Yonim. And then when HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded the Mishkan to be built, that was episode like a new, but there was a new Chiddush. Wasn't the fulfillment of the old Ratzon Hashem. So there's a Medrash somewhere in Parshas Bereishis where it says that originally the Rebbeinu Shalom had the Shechina Mamish in Gan Eden, Boilam Azeh. Nemud Adam Rishon Sin, so then he chased the Shechina out. So the Shechina went out, and there was Zayin Rikim, The Gemara in Chagigin, the second parak, makes the cheshbon to resign the king. So when Avram, so when other Marishan sinned with the chesed of Eitz Hadat, the Shekhinah went up from this world to the Rekiah HaShviz. And then when Cain killed his brothers, the Shekhinah went up to the sixth Rekiah, another Rekiah. And then happens in every generation. When they sinned, went up another one. When they sinned, went up another one, another one, another one. So finally, in the days of the Plishtim, or the days of the Knanim, a different Yisrael and a different Midrashim. The Medrash appears in four different places. There's a Rashis Rabbah, and a Bamidbar Rabbah, and a Pesikta, and another source. Each source has a slightly different version as to who the seventh Baal Aveira was. Nimrod is one of them, but the seventh one is a Shaila, whether it's the Plishtim in Me'avram, or it's the Knanim in Me'avram. So in the days of Avram Avinu, said the seventh major chet was violated in the world, and the Shekhinah went all the way up to the seventh heaven, and it was all the way up, all the way on top, and it was all the way up as remote as it could possibly be from Tachtayna, from this world. And then Avram Avinu was the one who started to bring the Shekhinah back to the Tachtayna. So Avram Avinu did the Akedah. At the time he did the Akedah, so he brought the Shekhinah down from the seventh heaven to the next heaven down. And then it says Yitzchok brought it down from that heaven to another heaven, Yaakov another one, and then that's this then Moshe Rabbeinu's father, Amram, Moshe Rabbeinu, Amram, then it's another tzaddik, then Har Sinai, the whole Chesed way finally came down to Olam Hazeh, came down to the Tachtayna. So the Vilna Gaon quotes that this is Medrash B'Kitzur, he doesn't tell you where the Medrash is, but he leaves it up to the later Mepharshim to quote, the later Achrayim to quote where. To quote where this medrash is that they're going to quote. It's not medrash, a little, not such a popular medrash. Somewhere in Bereshit, I forgot where it is. So the Gaon teaches that he thinks that's the pshat in the pasuk. Difficult pasuk. That Avram Avinu said, Hashem Yireh Sheyom Hayom Har Hashem Yireh. This wasn't all said by Avram Avinu. Hashem Yireh. Vayikra Avram Shem Amakom Hashem Yireh. That's all he said. Now the Chumash is commenting. Asher Yom HaYom, that is Man Hazeh, we would say Bahar Hashem Yeroi, that the Shekhinah appears on the Har Hashem. In the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, sounds like a biblical criticism in this Pshara. The first half of the pasuk was said by Avraham Avinu, the second half is a footnote that was added on by Moshe Rabbeinu. That's how they go into the Pshara. Avraham Avinu said Hashem Yireh, the Rebbeinu Shlom will see in the future, the Shekhinah will someday come down. It's on its way to come back down to the Tachtayna. And then the Chumash adds on, in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, Asher Yom HaYom, Bizman HaZeh, we say, the Bahar Hashem Yeroi, the Shekhinah is now mamish there. The Shekhinah has been brought down all the way from where it was in the days of Avraham Avinu, all the way down to Olam Hazeh. Still a difficult pshat, a difficult pshat. Akedah is one of the most difficult things, we don't understand. Whatever it was, it's a big schus to the Bnei Yisrael. Okay, let's do a little Gemara.